Good morning. My guest this morning is Alexander Shapiro from Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Alexander.
Good morning.
So we recently did an interview here talking about the entire season. So this is sort of a microcosm that we're going to be talking about today. This is the Shakespeare in the Cannery Festival in association with the Sixth Street Playhouse. So what is that going to be?
Well, yes, we are starting our first play with In the Mood, which is a musical adaptation of Much Ado About Nothing. That's William Shakespeare's comedy. It's one of those comedies that has like the mixed relationships and people end up getting married in the end. The music we have is swing music. We have a live orchestra that's being conducted by Justin Pine, who did rearrangements of classic songs like the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B Apple Blossom Time. And I've had rave reviews of it. We opened up last weekend and people were astounded by the production quality and how beautiful the sound was.
Oh, good.
And there's, these numbers where we have three-part harmonies that are just beautiful. And I've had musicians that came back to me and said, this was such a great production.
Well, we should tell people right now that this is in process as we speak and will be going on until August 5th, right?
That is correct. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays. Uh-huh. The gates open at 5 p.m. It's picnic-like seating. You can bring your wine and picnic, but we also have a concession stand there with beer and wine and cookies, you know. The sun starts to set, so sometimes it's warm out and it's beautiful, and sometimes it gets a little bit cold, so people should bring blankets and warm clothing for that change of weather.
Yeah.
So they'll start out with it being really warm with coffee and wine, and then they'll have like hot cocoa and such, and like they'll be shivering by the time it's over.
What would summer be without that kind of a festival?
Yes, and the acting quality is beautiful. I just want to mention that there's some really difficult parts with lots of lines, and it's set in, you know, the swing era, 1940s, and it makes Shakespeare so much more receivable for people.
Yeah, right.
David Yen does a beautiful job as Benedict, and Denise Leah Yen does a beautiful job as Beatrice. There's just so many performers that have really put a lot of time and hard energy into it.
How did this Shakespeare play metamorphose into 1940s America?
It's actually the writers of it. I really have nothing to do with the process of that. We just decided that this would be a way to like really make it receivable for the public to choose this play, because there's beautiful dance routines that happen in between the Shakespeare. And it, I think that Shakespeare's always been timely. It like repeats and repeats so that, you know, people can relate it like way better by going, oh, this is how it would be if it's just a few years in the past, not 300, 500 years in the past, right?
So for tickets and for information, is there one number and one website that people can go to?
Yes, that's shakespeareinthecannery.com.
Okay.
Yes, and the number to call for any questions would be 707-528-3009. And I would actually be the person getting back to you with any details you need.
Great. Okay. What about the Sixth Street Playhouse information?
That would be the better number to call. And their number is 523-4185, extension 101. And their website is sixthstreetplayhouse.com.
Great. Thanks, Alexander.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.